to go to school, I would go through downtown Baltimore, which is known by a lot of people because of the harbor. But you'd see it. You'd see the homelessness. You'd see on the bus on the way there, you'd see kids with, worn down clothes, worn down shoes. I mean, you'd see it. It was there in your face. And Crystal Ray didn't, it wasn't a school where they tried to hide you or conceal you from those things. If anything, they pushed you towards them because it was, you had to have, by the time you graduated, there was a requirement for amount of hours that you had to have. And majority of us went over that, but it was definitely a requirement that was mandatory for you to go out into the community to do service, to see other, other people's situations that they were going through. And although we lived it, although we didn't live in the best neighborhoods, it's still different when you go into a different neighborhood and see, oh man, these people, they don't have basic health care. They don't have, food on a daily basis. And although they were the next block over, you get a little blind to it unless someone tells you to really look.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge part of why I appreciate living in a city. Although it happens in, various different types of neighborhoods and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
But Baltimore, it has it all. It does. It really does.
Yeah. When you were talking about the visible poverty in Baltimore, I was trying to think of, how did that manifest itself in my hometown? And I mean, we didn't have a lot of people that are experiencing homelessness. Like, that's not a thing that we have in my hometown. I didn't grow up wealthy. I grew up, mm-hmm. It's a rural area. And that's so cool that you had those service opportunities when you were in high school. It wasn't until I got to Wheeling Jesuit that we talked about service, learning, and social justice issues. I never really had thought about living in an impoverished area and what that means, how that translates into my experience and how I view my life. But I do love that the Jesuits are always talking about pushing us.
Definitely.
Yeah. They're always saying, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And you and I have had experiences like that at the local Catholic worker house in Wheeling, West Virginia, the House of Agar, doing outreach with people experiencing homelessness or just our neighbors, people that live in the East Wheeling community. It's funny how quickly those people that are so easy to walk past can become your friends. When you start listening to them tell their stories. You've spent a lot of time at the House of Agar, too.
Of course. I actually found out about the House of Agar a year ago. I think it was a year ago when I had a project in class to pick one of the organizations around Wheeling that helped people. And the House of Agar was one of them. So when I looked it up, I was like, wow, what is this place?
Mm-hmm.
Like, homelessness is a big thing to me. Something I look at as, it is a real issue. And I think it's a real issue because when stereotypes are attached to things,
mm-hmm.
and they're always more so negative, it's an issue. Because not every situation is what it appears to be. And through that project, I had to interview a few people. And just hearing their stories they were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine going through what they went through. I know definitely that I would have a lot of help if I was to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel jealous sometimes. No, honestly, I do. It's just like you learn so much by not having so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like the materials and, having, the basic needs and basic necessities that people say, that we have to have food, water, a bed to sleep in, covers. Like, it's a luxury. All of that is a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But homeless people, man, they're happy. They're really happy. You know, sometimes it's even like, maybe I'd be happier, you know, if I was in the same predicament sometimes, just because I feel like you appreciate the little things a lot more when you don't have it.